Greetings! Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Justin Chain, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Jaylene Clark Owens.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pink. A Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Ill Dudes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Ha!
Let's get it started in here. Look, on the same page with Tracy, one of our Pank Papas out there. Yes.
Studio editor. We love you, Tracy.
Studio editor. Yes. So I am still on cloud 9 from last week's episode. And Jaylene, can you please tell the folks at home what they missed if they hadn't taken a listen yet?
Yes. If you missed it, please go back and check out podcast episode number 42, or you can rewatch it here on Facebook or YouTube because our guest, Noelle Diane Johnson, had all our Pank Papas just all a buzz. Folks really, really enjoyed the episode, and so did we. Noelle is an artist advocate. She talked about the work she does with her company, Artists Heal, in which she creates healing and care spaces and collaborative art-making processes. It was really great to just hear more about how she got started doing this important work, and it was also just a really good time, like playing games and freestyling. So if you missed it, definitely go back and check it out.
Yes, go listen to Noelle Diane Johnson's work. And it was an absolutely joyful episode, as one of our Pank Papas, Mama Pat, just said. So today, we also did want to take a moment in today's episode to honor all of the lives and memories of September 11th as we pass the 20th anniversary of a day that forever changed our lives. It feels so strange to be in the middle of a moment right now that is forever changing our lives, mm-hmm. while also recognizing that in some ways we've been in a moment like this before. Now, Philadelphia commemorated the anniversary with several citywide events, and it was both a somber remembrance as well as a celebration of the many people impacted by that day. So we just want to say that we on the show, we too remember and always will. Also in today's episode, we want to celebrate some joyful memories and recap some of Jaylene and I's summer highlights from this past year as we start our fall. And later in this episode, I will be talking about Minor Character at the Wilma Theater. This is the Wilma Theater's latest play where Jaylene and I are both Hot House Acting Company members. I am in the show. Jaylene is not.
Am I in the show?
Surprise, you're cast. You're going to be playing all of my parts.
Great.
We will also preview some of our other projects too. So there's a lot to cover.
It is also the first day of Hispanic Heritage Month, and it is World Afro Day. You know, so I just think all of this deserves a toast. So Justin, I think it's about that time.
Mm-hmm, let's do it.
Get your glass so we can clank.
It's time for that. Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank. And cheers. And cheers.
Arriba, abajo, adentro, para adentro.
Chingo
la sacada.
Mabuhay. Yes. Jaylene. This new season, we need to add one more thing to that whole opening.
Pank Papa's out there. What is the... an additional thing we should add to our toast.
How do you say cheers? Yeah. So Jaylene, what are you drinking tonight and why?
Today it is a Maine and Vine wine spritzer in the flavor of blood orange mango.
Ooh, you are holding on to summer with that citrus pop.
Yes. And I'm drinking that because it is what I tend to bring to the beach. And mm-hmm. as this is our last episode of the summer, I thought it was appropriate also because I went to the beach today.
Oh, look at that.
We'll talk about a little later. So I still had some spritzers left. So
you are still in beach mode. I can see you glowing.
Thank you. What are you drinking over there?
Well, because fall is around the corner, and Jaylene and I, for everybody out there, we're debating for the past couple of days when fall starts and when summer ends. Anyway, I just wanted to share that I am drinking something that I think you would like a lot, Jaylene.
Yes.
Because fall is around the corner, I was with Paul and we saw these beers, Famous Spiced Ale. These are like ginger snap beers.
Mm. So
it's made of spiced wafers, spices, molasses, and lactose. It's like, it's very, very good. Oh, there's a penguin. But I think this is like right up your alley because it just tastes like fall in a glass. And I think this is like the perfect kind of beer if like eggnog feels too heavy and you're like a little bit pumpkin spiced out. It's like the thing in the middle. But I also know that getting pumpkin spiced out will never happen to you, Jaylene. but I am curious, do you know all about like the apple spice craze that's like taking over the pumpkin spice craze?
No, I didn't know there was such thing as apple spice.
Yes, it's like the new
member of the Spice Girls.
Yeah, apple spice and pumpkin spice. They're like, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. I don't know what that is, but
I don't either.
The music producers didn't enjoy it, so they... Pumpkin Spice and Apple Spice have their own band. But I'm sure some of our pank papas out there know all about apple spice. It's just like, you know, apple, cinnamon, sugar, spice, all of that.
Okay. So
this brings us to pank news.
Woo!
This is the segment where we talk about anything we've been vibing on this week in the arts. This could be anything from a theater show we've seen to pop culture events and visual arts. So today, what are you talking about with us, Jaylene?
Yes. So today we are talking about the Met Gala, which happened on Monday night. After being canceled last year due to COVID, the Met Gala is back, even though it was not in its usual May slot. This year saw a September gala with a much smaller guest list, all of whom needed to be vaccinated. I'm sure some of you heard about the saga with Nicki Minaj, but we will save that for another time. Some of you may be asking, though, what is the Met Gala? According to Vogue, it is the fashion world equivalent of the Oscars. It's an evening when designers, models, and Hollywood stars convene in the year's most over-the-top looks to celebrate and fundraise at a new exhibit from the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. So typically, everyone dresses to the theme and according to the feel of the exhibit. Past themes have included camp, religion, punk, and more. So this year's theme is actually a two-parter, where one part happening this past Monday and part two will be happening in the traditional May slot next year. So the theme was In America, a Lexicon of Fashion. And then part two will be In America, an Anthology of Fashion.
Nice. I didn't know any of that. And I am curious if they ever say how much money this thing raises because of all the celebrities that go. It's like, it's a lot. Do you know that?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I feel like it was like $15 million. Whereas like there was another popular fundraiser that I don't remember what it was. And that only raised $2.5 million. So this like raises.
How can we get this in Philly? How can we do like a Philly Museum of Art or Philly Theater Gala?
Pank Gala.
A Pank Gala. We're going to be the hosts.
Yep.
But at any rate, at any Met Gala, you are guaranteed to see a range of outfits from the really glamorous to like the really obscure to the really heavy. So let's take a look at some of the standouts.
All right. So here we have Kim Kardashian.
Do you know why? Wait, do you know the backstory behind some of these?
No, I don't know the backstory behind this one.
Oh, I saw it on social media, and we'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
Just to confirm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. And I just want to say that they look very comfortable. This is my kind of outfit. You know, if I had that and I had to sit and watch something, I would be knocked out. They look so, like they have on blankets.
Yeah, for our listeners at home, Kim Kardashian was in an all black like bodysuit with an all black dress that was like a train that was maybe 6 feet long. And now we're seeing Rihanna and ASAP Rocky in what Jaylene just said looks like blankets, like big old comforters.
They look like they have on comforters. It looks very comfy. J-Lo is in here because she just look at her.
How would you describe this outfit to a listener?
Killing it at 50.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's it. Let's leave it at that.
That's all you gotta know. It's like a cowboy hat, a mink shawl, and brown dress, just
with a leg sticking out that could kill you.
What? Now, here we go with the things that you see at Met Galas. This woman, who is this? This is Hunter Schaefer.
Uh-huh.
Has what looks like a giant spider in the middle of her forehead. And then she has like clear contact. So it looks like she has no pupils. And it is very scary to me.
This looks like what pumpkin spice would look like. In Spice Girls, the band.
Nope, I don't receive that.
Because it's Halloween. Because of like, oh my god,
Halloween. Frank Ocean decided to come with lime green hair and a matching lime green robotic baby. It moved like the baby moved. It's a robot.
The robot baby.
Yep, this is what we have. Simone Biles.
Oh yes, Simone Biles
is wearing a dress. Now, Simone Biles is about 104 pounds. This dress is 88 pounds.
My brain can't handle that math or that athleticism to wear that dress.
She has a bunch of men that are surrounding her. They have to walk. They had to walk with her.
Wow.
But she had a leotard under. She eventually took the 88.
Simone's wearing like a black and gray situation, but the gray part of is the dress and a train that goes at least four steps deep, but it has all these ruffles and folds in it that have to be like so much more fabric than what is actually being seen.
Yeah, it's intense. Up.
This one's famous.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman. Who has a dress that says tax the rich?
White, right on the butt. I think that's the best part.
This is what? What I mean. I know. This is what you get at the gala. We have, who is this? This is Kim Petras. She has a horse face on her chest.
It's like a paper mache horse on her dress. And then, oh my gosh, it's out of a Shakespeare show.
Right. It was very, very midsummer.
Yeah.
This is Naomi Osaka. She is paying homage to her Japanese and Haitian culture.
Yes.
With this outfit. Iman, the model, like, yes, just look at all of this.
Just such fabulous, like Vegas beauty. Headdress, big, feathery.
Lil Nas X, three costume changes, okay?
Three. I'm all about this. I'm going to talk about Lil Nas X, yeah.
Okay, you'll talk about... Okay, Serena Williams, we let her know, like, we need representation of Papa Pink on the carpet, so she did us a favor and wore this Papa Pink ensemble.
Yeah, it's like all the Muppets got sewn together into one giant... jacket.
Yes, and she is working it. And finally, we have Congresswoman Carolyn B. Maloney, who was not, she said, I'm going to be clear on my messaging today. Equal rights for women. And that is what is on.
Just banners all over. But also I'm digging the like yellow and purple and green she was wearing. Very New Orleans of her.
Oh, that's right. Justin.
Yes.
When we go to the Met Gala next May. Because, you know, I got my invite and we got our invites and all that. What will you be wearing? Are you going to be more like glamorous? Mm. Will it be a statement piece? Will you have multiple costume changes? Mm. The theme is still going to be in America. What are you wearing?
Okay, I think I was really inspired by Lil Nas X's triple costume change. Ooh. But they were all actually like layered one on top of the other. And they're like vaguely like... like Renaissance Elizabethan or Sword in the Stone. The first outfit was like a king's cape and mm-hmm. was massive. Mm-hmm. And then he took it off. And then underneath that, he had a knight's armor. And then underneath mm-hmm. that, he had chain link, like knight's bodysuit kind of armor mm-hmm. underneath. So I want to do like a triple thing like that. Yeah. And I think on the outside, I would do not too far from that big. Was it Serena Williams is pink? Mm-hmm. Serena Williams is like pink situation, a cape, a giant cape, hand painted that yeah. I would paint.
Under,
I would take that off and then I'd have on a barong Tagalog, which is the Filipino like formal wear. It's like a nice, really nice sheer white shirt and black pants, really sleek. And then I would take that off and then just like something really loud and gay, like maybe like a leather situation or a bodysuit, a little risque. So you're not only getting three different versions of me, you're just like getting like all the feels from every single outfit.
Yes.
Wait, well, so what are you wearing to our gala?
I'm going to wear probably something like, since the theme will still be in America, I'll mm-hmm. probably wear like some type of glamorous Ankara, like African print dress mm-hmm. to represent, you know, how this country was built on the backs of enslaved Africans. So I would pay tribute to Africa with some kind of beautiful, colorful Ankara ensemble. Maybe I'll get it from Ofure because, you know, I got to be on brand. So always an ambassador.
Yep. Yep. Go to we don't have the banner for it, but where do you go to buy some Ofure?
I go to ofure.com, ofure.com/Jaylene.
Yeah. And how much of a discount? Do you 10%. Get a discount?
10%.
It's right there. It's amazing. You know, I have visited that a couple times because I would love like a printed button down shirt like this. So I'm just waiting patiently. Okay. Okay. For the menswear.
Okay.
And you can just hint.
Okay. Just hint. I'll let them know.
Also in pink news, I just want to say another thing that is I'm vibing on this week. We've been talking about it for months, but it has finally happened. On September 14th, Broadway coordinated a reopening of some of the biggest hit productions. Wicked, The Lion King, Hamilton, Chicago, and a new play called Lackawanna Blues. Now, Lin-Manuel Miranda had an emotional pre-curtain speech at Hamilton saying, "I don't want to take live theater for granted ever again. Do you?" I couldn't agree more. And what's been exciting is like friends on my feeds and my social media were also present at some of those opening nights. And I got to see some pictures of TKTS opening back up. And so it does give me a little bit more hope that, you know, it's not going to be the same. But we are moving forward. We have to. We have no choice. So Broadway has already been up and running with shows like Hadestown, Waitress, and Passover playing. But the fan enthusiasm and the press and the energy surrounding this September 14th opening were really hard to ignore. And of course, there are safety measures abounding, some of which will be happening here in Philadelphia as theater returns this fall. But I am personally excited at the second chance to catch Hadestown. So in 2019, I went to New York and it was an ill-fated attempt to see the show. I waited in the standby line for tickets for an hour and it was slowly moving. And then I was that guy who saw the last ticket in front of me be sold. So it was literally the person in front of me and it was all like single people. So if I'd just been there 10 minutes earlier, I see this person go up, buy their ticket, go in. Everybody that gets a ticket is so happy. And then they're like, "That was our last ticket. So sorry, everybody."
No.
So second time's a charm. I did go and see Beetlejuice instead. And that was really fun.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
That is
Hadestown. I have it out for Hadestown.
Well, theater being back certainly has me feeling tickled pink, which brings us to our next segment, Tickled Pink. So this is where we usually talk about something that has recently been bringing us joy and is a bit of a catch up for Justin and I, since this is our last episode before fall, which starts on September 22nd. We wanted to do a summer highlights catch up. So Justin, what has you tickled pink on your summer highlights reel?
So summer 2021, we are all vaxxed. We're all hoping. This is a little bit pre-Delta, so we're all just going out. I went on a Disney trip with my family. I saw my daughter's first time. She's five. She was at Disney. And that when they say, like, Disney is, like, a magical place, you understand it when you have a child. Mm. Then there was Maine, going to the beaches in Maine. Then Brigantine Beach Days. That's where I go. The minor character summer workshop happened. That's where I got to see Noelle Dyne Johnson in action. I took a Fleischer art class this summer, got back in touch with my creative side, did some painting. I got memberships at the aquarium and the zoo and science museum. And then, of course, there was Estonia and Finland just a couple weeks ago. But, you know, I do want to flag our beach day. Our Papa Pank beach day.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening today. It's episode 43 where we have our Papa drinks. But the reason I love that is because we were famous to these 10-year-olds. I don't know if we told people that in that episode.
I remember.
But there was like a group of 10-year-olds and they saw us filming Papa Pank on the beach. And then they came up to us and they were like, "Are you YouTubers?"
It was like, sweet.
Yeah. And then they were like, "We knew it. We knew it. We've seen you." Like, you haven't seen us. But that's really sweet. And then the parents came over. They were so smitten. It was a very, very sweet day. So anyway, what has had you tickled pink this past summer? Let's go down memory lane.
Just going to all of my trips. There was, you know, LA, and then I went to Atlanta, and I went to Buffalo and Ithaca and Miami, and I went tubing for the first time, and I did all my beach a week. I went to the beach 15 times. 15 times this year. Today was the 15th time, and that is what has me tickled pink today, because I went with my friend, phenomenal actress and singer, Jessica Johnson, and it really meant a lot to me, because Jessica and I have been going to the beach at least once every year since 2018. So this was our fourth year. We always take a picture. We have the same picture. We smile, we're laughing with our hand on our chest. And we've done that 4 years now. And I thought we weren't going to make it this year because our schedules were pretty much opposite, but we snuck in there the week before summer was over. So I was just so tickled pink. And it was just felt so nice out today. And the breeze, the ocean breeze, it was beautiful. The weather was perfect. The sun was shining. It wasn't too hot. But what really is hot is our next segment. So that brings us to Hot Topic.
That's so good. Oh, I don't know the segues on the show, y'all. This is a little backstage talk that Jaylene will have as our segues from segment to segment. I really look forward to it. That was a smooth one. So Hot Topic, what is this?
You know, it's the part of our show where we highlight either myself or Justin as we bring to the episode something that we are passionate about in relation to the theme of the day. Since this, since we are going to be taking a couple of weeks off for Justin to rehearse and for a minor character to open at the Wilma, we are both Hot House Acting Company members. You know, we thought it might be nice to share with our listeners a bit about the show, the process, and what audiences can expect in this return to indoor Philly Live Theater.
Yes, I'm excited about this because this is like one of the first shows at one of our major institutions to sort of forge ahead at an indoor theater. So this is very, very exciting. What questions do you have for me, Jaylene?
So, what is minor character? Well, you know, like, what's it about? Who wrote it? All the things.
Okay, so Minor Character is a play by the Brooklyn-based company New Saloon, where Morgan Green is a directed and is a, I think, a company member there, who is also in the Wilma Theater artistic cohort. So she will be leading the 2022-2023 theatrical season. So she sort of brought this to the company and we've embraced it wholeheartedly. Minor Character is an adaptation. It's six adaptations or translations of Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. And all six are happening at the same time. Now, for those people that don't know Chekhov or don't know Uncle Vanya, it is basically it's old Russian literature about people who are living miserable lives that are just on the brink of changing their miserable lives, but end up not doing those things. I know that doesn't sound like a hoot, but it actually is. We're exploring the play, so we're exploring and unpacking Uncle Vanya through these six translations all happening at the same time. It's really, really experimental in that sometimes characters will be talking at the same time because you're actually listening to two translations at the same time. Sometimes a character, an actor shifts from one character to the other. Sometimes you'll be sitting in just one translation the whole time. And it's really, really... at its core about the multiplicity of personalities and selves we have inside ourselves. So at any one moment, you as a character, or you listener as a character, may be feeling multiple things at one time. You may be in love, but part of you is hesitant, or part of you is guarded, or part of you is yearning in full force. And so it's about splitting and that act of loving, that act of wanting, into multiple bodies and multiple voices at the same time. And because no actor is married to any particular role, we play all the roles. It opens up like this idea of who is minor in this? What does it mean to be the principal character, the principal actor? Nobody is doing that in this play. So it's also about celebrating theater in that way. It's just about like, here's actors putting on this play, trying on all these characters, trying on all these roles. And it's done in four acts. And that doesn't mean like an hour long act. It means like parts. So okay. Each part has its own sort of vocabulary, its own game, its own fun behind it. We play instruments, we sing songs. You see all of these miserable people trying their hardest not to be miserable. And in that, there's like great comedy. And you get to see a lot of the Hot House Acting Company, who you haven't seen on stage in a while, doing things that you've actually never seen us do. I was going to say doing what you love seeing us do. So you'll see some of us play characters we've never done before. You'll see some of us doing voices that we've never done before. Or even playing instruments that where you're not used to playing. And so if you know Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, it will be a nice like Easter egg hit ridden, like fun journey back to that source material. And if you don't know that story, it's going to be a really, really fun introduction the play does a really good job of capturing what that story is and how to present it in a way that you feel confident maneuvering through that. But at the end of the day, it's about a celebration of theater, of comedy, of joy, of return, all of those things. So
yes.
Still under construction. We're still like deep in it, but I've been having a lot of fun and I hope the audience will too.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a wild ride and cannot wait to see it. So like, why do you feel the Wilma is doing this piece now, like as our first show back from the pandemic?
Yeah, well, I think it's a few things. The first is what I just said. It does feel like a celebration. It feels like a coming home. This is the stage. These are actors. This is the way we participate in this event. And so I think it's a really smart piece to open a season with because it's not asking the audience too much in terms of trying, you can go and you can feel safe. There's a lot of safety precautions, but you can just relax and just have a good time at this mm-hmm. piece. Perhaps you'll be moved. Perhaps something profound will happen for you in the course of that. But I think it's a really nice, easy reintroduction back into the theater, back into indoor theater. But I also think this piece, we've been working on it in the hot house, in our own hot house sessions for a while, and reading it and trying it on. So it's really nice for us as a company to see the full realization of a thing from its play version in the studio to the full staged piece. And I really think it's a nice piece to introduce us to Morgan and Morgan's company and Morgan's work. Yeah. So there's a lot of different reasons perhaps why this piece now. It was also slated for an earlier pandemic season. So I think that's why we're also honoring those contracts to all the people involved, which I think is a really wonderful move on the Wilma's behalf. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So what are you going to be playing? What role are you playing? I know you said there's multiple roles.
Yeah. So in the workshop and leading up to the workshop, so all the actors play at least two or three characters, if not more. It's hard to describe the characters if people don't know the play. But at one point, I was reading for Uncle Vanya and then Sonia, who's his niece, who's the young, like, ingenue character. And then that changed as soon as we started rehearsals this round. Now I'm playing one of the Yelena's, who's sort of the older ingenue character, I guess you could say.
Okay.
She's kind of like the experienced, quiet wife of an old professor, and she's stuck in limbo because she's very attractive. And now her entrance into the play really shakes all the characters' worlds up. And so I get to play her for a little bit. I get to play Marina and Waffles, who are the two old, like, house keepers. Okay. I would say they're like ancient, and I think that might be all I play in this iteration. That may change come opening night, but I've been really having a lot of fun trying on Yelena and trying on like what it feels like to be very comfortable in my skin, very powerful, very not that I don't feel these things in my life, but like all the characters like want to be like her. It's great fun.
We should have a pink theater night, like all the pink papas. We should all go to the show at the same on the same night, and we should all wear pink. And I feel like we should do a Papa Pink night at the theater. That just popped into my head, a little pink popping. If you'd be down for that, Pink Papas, let us know. For the ones who are here in Philly, are you down to come to the theater for Pink Night?
One of our Pink Papas will definitely, two of them will definitely be in there. Noelle Dine Johnson, who is working on it, and Mama Pat Adams is the stage manager for the piece. It's been so nice to be sharing space with Mama Pat, and just so nice to like see her thriving again back at what she does best, which is managing the stage, managing people, managing hearts, and being just a beacon of light for all of us.
Yes. Well, Mama Pat says she's down for Pink Night. So yes. I'm going to talk to the woman about this because I feel like that might be cute. But speaking of us all going to the theater, what can we expect as audience members in terms of COVID protocol? Like, will we be safe?
So I'm really glad you asked that. So Theater Philadelphia just today, Wednesday, September 15th, announced the protocol for basically a lot of most, if not most or all of the theaters involved in the Theater Alliance and their safety protocols. Mm-hmm. So in order to attend theater, everyone must be masked at all times if you're a guest in any of the theater spaces. And a majority of the theaters that are part of the Theater Alliance require proof of vaccination. So everybody out there, please carry your vaccination card. If you're not carrying it, there's an app, and I should know it off the top of my head. It starts with a B. That you can download and have your proof of vaccination. Some of the theaters may be taking accepting like pictures of your vaccination card on your phone, but you will be turned away if you do not have your vaccination card. So please be vaccinated and enjoy our live theater in that way. And if some of the theaters on there will also, instead of accepting a Bindle app. Thank you, Mama Pat. The Bindle app is where you can show your proof of vaccination. If you cannot be vaccinated or if vaccination is not for you, please get vaccinated. You can also show proof of a negative test. So as long as you can get a negative test, but you need paper documentation proof.
For the Wilma specifically?
No, the Wilma's not one of those theaters. Some of the other theaters on the Theater Alliance site accept that, but not the Wilma. The Wilma, you have to be vaxxed. And that's for the safety of both ourselves, you, everybody in the space. Mm-hmm. And please keep your mask on as the show starts. I know it'll be tempting to be like, it started, I'm going to remove this. But again, we are going to be singing and speaking and playing musical instruments at you. And we want you to be safe as well. So you can check out Theater Alliance's, that's the Theater Alliance of Philadelphia, their website for all of the theaters in Philadelphia that are adhering to that protocol. But that does help me feel a little bit safer entering that space.
So do you know what opening night is going to be like?
I don't yet know what opening night is going to be like for a minor character. So stay tuned for what that might be like. But in pre-COVID times, the opening night at the Wilma was always one of my most fun nights of the year. Food and drinks are flowing, the dance floor is open, all your friends. One of my favorite opening night rituals is after I've had a few drinks and talked with my friends, I love to just go and sit in the theater and nobody's in the theater and I just stare at the set. And I have a little mini conversation with the set in the dark theater. That's one of my favorite things. So I hope I can do that. I must also say that Minor Character will be streaming for 2 weeks after the show closes. So if you are a person, maybe you're not even in Philadelphia, that is not feeling comfortable with the live theater experience, there will be an offering for you. And I think other theaters in Philadelphia will be following suit of how can we both offer the live experience for people who want it and still have access for those who don't feel comfortable or who might not be physically in Philadelphia itself.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. My final question before we get to the games, other than having to wear masks, have you felt a big difference in the way you all are rehearsing and preparing for the show? What's the major difference between pre-COVID and post-COVID work at the Wilma? And most importantly, does Mama Pat still serve the salty sweet trail mix that we know and love? Let us know.
Okay. Well, let me answer the other question first. So it has been emotional, to say the least, those first couple days. A lot of tears, a lot of apprehension, a lot of wow, this is what it felt like to do this. But then also feeling way out of practice, how tired I was at the end of the day, how tired everybody was by the time. And you get to hour six of an 8-hour day. You're just I can't do this anymore. How did I do this before? So that's been tricky getting the stamina back. Mm-hmm. It's been so nice to have Noelle Dine Johnson in the room to do sort of opening and closing rituals with everybody. There's so much music. So it's kind of manic to go from a music rehearsal where you're singing and playing instruments to going on stage and trying new things. And it's really funny. Everybody in the cast is so funny and there's so many circus bits, clown bits. And I was really nervous that this text, because we're speaking it all at the same time sometimes, was going to be really confusing or really sort of out there avant-garde theater. But it actually, once you settle into that vocabulary, it becomes really, really easy to do and understand. So there's not many differences in terms of the work itself pre and post COVID, but it's more having masks and getting tested all the time and having to pause and talk about COVID and if somebody's had exposure, that kind of thing. But I do think this new horizon feels like what it's going to be for a while from here out. Okay. And in terms of Mama Pat's sweet and salty trail mix, so for all of the shows, typically at the Wilma, Mama Pat gets us this trail mix that has like candied pecans and like chocolate nibs and like things I can't describe, but are just the right thing on a 10-minute break when you're like, I don't know what to do with my life on this 10-minute break. I can use the restroom and I have to eat, but my snacks are so far or I didn't bring any. She'd always have them. Now, I will say, Mama Pat does not yet have those on this process yet.
Are you allowed to have them?
That's, I think, I don't know if we're allowed to have them or anything. So what she has provided, which everybody has used in abundance, are mints. Just like she has like lifesaver mints, all individually wrapped, and everybody's downing those like it's their job because A, we have our masks on and it's just like, that's what my breath is like. Or B, you have your mask off and you're like, I haven't talked with people this close in forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want them to feel my pandemic breath.
Pandemic breath. Okay, well, listen, thank you, Justin, for being in the hot seat during hot
house,
and letting us know about what's on the horizon.
Yeah, so speaking of horizon and the sun rising in the horizon, let's talk about Peng Forecast.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no response other than slow clapping and standing up in the back of the empty theater.
If you're new here, I always do a jingle in the moment for
Jingle Masticata. You do a jingle of Masticata. Wait, where does jingle of Masticata come from again? That's
said
Macarena?
No, Electric Slide.
Electric Slide.
Electric Slide song. That is Masticata, a... moving like I'm not on the, but not on the show. That's annoying.
Yeah, jingle of Masticata is a real lyric in the Electric Boogie. Okay, so Peng Forecast. This is where we check in about anything upcoming that we're excited about. So what do you have coming and what are you excited about?
Much like I said last week, coming up, I have my JCo Poppin tour. I've only got two schools that I'm doing on the college tour this year. And so those will be Illinois Institute of Technology on September 22nd at 7 p.m. And also the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, September 23rd at 6 p.m. So Pank Papas, if you live in those areas, let me know. Maybe you can host the show. What you got going?
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to plug a whole bunch of stuff. So the first and foremost is Minor Character by New Saloon at the Wilma Theater. It's running from October 5th through 24th. It's going to be live and streamed. And you can visit www.wilmatheater.org. So you will check that out, please. The next time you see us, hear us on Papa Peg, I will already be up and running with that show. But I also want to plug, again, the Philly Fringe Festival. So that is happening right now, and that is 4 weeks of live contemporary performance in all different venues and modes. And the Philly Fringe is running from September 9th through October 3rd for 4 weeks only. And you can get tickets at fringearts.com. Mm-hmm. And nestled within the Fringe Festival, my theater company, the Berserker Residents, are doing a show, and this show is happening tomorrow, Thursday, September 16th, Friday, September 17th, and Saturday, September 18th at 9 p.m. The show is called It Doesn't Matter, and it is free. It's 60 minutes. You do have to have an Instagram account because it happens on Instagram Live. So you can follow at thisjustin215, at Lee Menorah, at Bradley Christian. And you can toggle between the three of our accounts for an hour as you watch three grown people at a slumber party where things may not be as they seem. It is all very much loosely structured improvisation. So we have a beginning, a middle, and end, and how we move through those three parts. No one knows, but it will be a lot of fun. Our rehearsals have been really strange, like working it's where we have to use our phones a lot, and it's only three people in a room. So even though the whole audience is watching, we can't feel the like audience energy we would in the theater until we like look at our phones. So it's going to be fun. Jaylene, I hope you watch or tune in for a little bit. You can just watch like 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20. And there's also surprise celebrity actors that make their appearance in addition to the three of us.
I cannot wait to watch that. It sounds very exciting. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And another thing that we do to have fun here on the show is we play games.
Paint games.
I don't think we have a subject for our ABC.
Well, why don't you the alphabet game, everybody, just so you know, this is a game where we move through the alphabet ABC, and we have to have based on a theme, a word that relates to our letter and why. So what is our theme? You choose, Jaylene.
You want me to choose in the moment live on air? The theme is gonna be the theme is gonna be opening, you know, like theater opening again.
Opening. Okay, so for openings, A, audiences, because I can't wait for the audiences.
B, for the bubble gum that you'll chew to not have pandemic breath under your mask.
Nice. I'm gonna say C, for costumes, all the costumes that you're going to get to see again.
Yes. Also, shout out to the Pink Papas who are giving us suggestions. You know, we got the delay, so we're just now seeing them. I would have said one of those. D for delay, because it's been delayed, us seeing live theater, but it's coming back. It's opening again.
E for electrics. Because of all the lights that are going to be on stage.
F for the food that we hope will be at opening, but may not be.
G gathering. We're going to gather again.
H for hugs that you'll give to people only if they want to, you know. Yeah.
I for intuition, which is something like that I've been learning to listen to through the work I've done with Noel Diane Johnson in the room.
Yes, J for joy, because we will have joy at watching the theater come back.
K for knowledge. We're going to share ideas.
L for the line of people waiting to get into the theater.
That was a good one. M for memberships. Please get a subscription to one of these theaters. That's what helps us live.
N for the nice people that will come and support the theater.
O for ovation. Stand.
Yes. P for the pank night that we're going to have at the theater.
That was a good Q for queen. Yes, queen character from a show.
Yes. QR for rousing audience, because they are going to be rowdy, but in a good way at the end of the show when they're applauding.
S for seltzer, because you might need to hydrate before going to the theater.
T for on time, because people should be on time for the show.
U for understanding. Understand you have to wear your mask and be vaccinated.
V for vaccinated, because that's the only way you're getting into the Wilma show.
W is for Wilma. Thank you for employing us.
WX for Lil Nas X, because he might be at the show's opening.
I don't think I'd be able to perform. I would just go out on stage and be like, he's out there. I can't. X, Y for, yes.
And Z for Z for...
You got this.
It, for zoo, because it's going to feel like a zoo in there. So many people, and we haven't had that in a long time.
We're at 60% capacity, or smaller capacity. It's not going to be a fall house. Do not worry, everybody.
A zoo that doesn't have that much fun.
Okay, so when is our next episode, Jaylene?
Okay, listen up, Pink Papas. Very important news. Next episodes. Next one is Wednesday, October 13th at 11 a.m. Justin is going to be in the show now, so we can't do evenings. So Wednesday, October 13th at 11 a.m. is our next show. And our next show and the show after that for October is Wednesday, October 27th at 12 p.m. So a little Papa brunch and a Papa lunch.
Papa brunch, Papa lunch is a Halloween episode. So make sure you get spooky mood with us.
Oh, yes. Wednesday, October 27th will be our Halloween episode. But our next episode, the next time you can catch us live here, is Wednesday, October 13th. But while we're gone, make sure you listen to our episodes on the podcast and yes. whatnot. Okay. Yeah. Here we are again. Your word for your freestyle is going to be, it is just gonna be.
You're having trouble with the prompts tonight.
I know. It's gonna be ginger beer.
Oh man, ginger beer. I'm so excited that fall is here. I can't wait to drink my ginger beer. That warm and doughy flavor going down. I can't wait to lay on the couch downtown.
Great.
I think really that was good. My best one.
Really good. Really
I think it was my best one. Okay, so yours is, because we're saying goodbye to summer, yours is goodbyes.
Goodbyes.
Or goodbye summer.
Oh, man. I've got to say goodbye summer. It's my favorite season, though, so this is truly a bummer. I'll miss the warm weather. I'll miss the beach. But I've got so much joy in my heart that if I think about it, that season is still in reach.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was a nice little goodbye, a little love note to yes. Summer.
I love you, Summer. I love you so much. Thank you so much for watching.
I love you too, Jaylene. I love you too. Hey, I'll be around next year. Don't worry. And the year after that.
I'm confused about that voice as much as I was also confused by you saying that the beer was doughy. just as much confusion.
Hey, we're not freestyle artists. And by we, I mean me.
Me neither. Okay, give us your proverb about summer ending.
Oh, when the sun goes, touch your toes.
There it is. There it is. When the sun goes, touch your toes. Thank you so much, everybody. We love you. If you would like to support Papa Pank, feel free to donate. We are on Cash App, $PapaPank. We are on PayPal at paypal.me/PapaPank. Or just email us at PapaPank@gmail.com and we'll figure something out. Any of your donations definitely help us to keep this going. We are no longer sponsored. It's been a long time since we were sponsored.
We want to sponsor. Hey, if you're out there, sponsor us. And we want to thank some people. Speaking of sponsors, Jordan McCree, who wrote our music, Tracy Cassius, our studio editor, all of our past guests, and you, our followers, Pank Papas. Thank you to those of you who are tuning in with us right now. Please plug us on social media by subscribing to us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And give us a listen.
Give us a listen. And with that, we are going to see y'all in the fall. Oogie! Bye!